A brief commercial message before you see your video. Creating a so-called Palestinian state would be national suicide for Israel. First, there has never been a Palestinian people. The terms Palestine and Palestinian have no historic validity. Israel is surrounded by 22 hostile Arab Muslim countries with over 640 times the size of land than that of the tiny Jewish state. If the Jews surrender Judea and Samaria, Israel will be only 6 to 9 miles wide. If you agree that Israel must never retreat to such suicidal borders, then join the Jewish Task Force, JTF. You don't have to be Jewish to join. The link to join is below.
Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery for Robert Mittman and Sharon Mittman, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harav Meir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, and Reuven Hoffman. We have two subjects we want to discuss on this week's program. First, part of the program of the Netanyahu-Bennett regime in Israel is to have Jewish and Muslim kids get together to brainwash Jewish kids and teach them how wonderful Islam is and how wonderful Muslims are. And as part of this program, they forced Jewish kids in elementary school to go to a mosque and force them to bow down and pray as Muslims in the mosque, to learn how to pray as Muslims and force them to bow down in the mosque and start praying as Muslims. This was part of the curriculum in the Netanyahu-Bennett government. That's the first subject we're going to speak about. And the second thing we want to speak about is socialist Trump care, because I mean, it's so obvious that it's going to cost a huge amount of money, that it's an entitlement program. Are Republicans going to vote for this? Are Republicans going to vote for Trump care, which really is just a different variety of Obamacare, and in many ways, as Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas has said, in some ways is even worse than Obamacare? Those are the two subjects. Let's start off with Israel. So many American Jews who call themselves right-wing or who call themselves conservatives support that fraud, that liar, that coward, Benjamin Netanyahu, the so-called Prime Minister of Israel, and support when the few American Jews who know about him, because most American Jews are abysmally ignorant when it comes to Israel or Israeli leaders or Israeli politics, but the few American Jews who know about him, the ones who are call themselves conservative, they support Naftali Bennett from the Jewish Home Party. They're supposed to be right-wing, we're told. Their government has worsened the situation in the education ministry of the brainwashing of Jewish children in Israel. Do you know that the education ministry in Israel continuously brainwashes Jewish children and teaches them that Israel's cause is unjust, that Israel's struggle to survive is unjust, that the 22 Arab Muslim Nazi states that surround Little Israel and have more than 600 times the land of Little Israel, that they're right, that the Jews don't have a right to be there, that this land all belongs to the Muslims. This is what the so-called education ministry in a so-called Jewish state is teaching Jewish children. And this is under the Netanyahu regime, when Naftali Bennett is the education minister. Naftali Bennett from the Jewish Home Party, which is supposed to be a so-called religious party and a so-called right-wing party, he is the education minister. And the brainwashing of Jewish children during the time he has been education minister is worse than it was under the left. If you want more details on this story, we have an article here that you can see on our great website, jtf.org. And of course, we've done the article on the Hebrew website, hayamin.org in Hebrew, and we've done the article in English on jtf.org, and we're doing a video on this as well in Hebrew to wake the Jews of Israel up. By the way, the Jewish parents in this case did object, and were very upset about it. But are they going to learn the lesson that this means you can't vote for the Likud, and you can't vote for Netanyahu, and you can't vote for Naftali Bennett, you can't vote for the Jewish Home Party, and you've got to vote for someone like Moshe Feiglin from the Zehut Party? You've got to vote for real change and for the real right. Is that going to teach them that lesson? Who knows? Who knows? But we are publicizing it, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that this issue at least gets full exposure. And it's not just this. It's many other examples of how the education ministry deliberately and on every front works to brainwash Jewish kids because the teachers are leftists and the teachers union is a communist teachers union. The Histadrut is a communist mafia type organization in Israel and run by Marxist mafia type organized crime people, very corrupt, extreme left wing, very self-hating, vile people, corrupt in the worst way possible. And the teachers union and the teachers themselves, overwhelmingly radical left. This is what the left has been able to do in Israel. They control all the levers of power. They control the Supreme Court, they control the police, they control the army, they control the news media, they control the teachers and the educational institutions, they control all the levers of power. And Netanyahu and Bennett and Lieberman and all these other leaders in this so-called right-wing government help them, encourage them, and work with them, and cooperate fully with them in their control of the destiny of the people of Israel. And in brainwashing Jewish kids who come from homes where they're not taught anything different than, you know, their parents, you have assimilated Jewish kids in Israel, come from non-religious homes, the ones that come from non-religious homes, and they're not taught any better. And they're brainwashed continuously. And even some of the religious kids, even some of the religious schools, they brainwash them to believe the lies of the left. This is why we desperately need a change in Israel. The change will only come when we have completely new leaders. And when you self-hating Jews in America, including self-hating Jews who call themselves conservatives, stop supporting Netanyahu and stop supporting Bennett and stop supporting the UJA and the AJC and the ADL and AIPAC and all these evil self-hating Judenrat Kapo organizations. You should be supporting JTF. You should support JTF because we tell the truth and we fight for the truth. And when you give to JTF, every dollar you give goes directly to bringing the truth to the people of Israel and to fighting against these terrible things that they're doing to Jewish kids, to poison the minds of Jewish kids. And fights to educate not just Jewish kids, but all the Jews of Israel and bring the truth to all the Jews of Israel. So you should be supporting JTF. And as far as for the Knesset and the Knesset campaign, the Israeli elections, you should be supporting Moshe Feiglin from the Zehut Party. His whole party is to bring back Jewish identity and Jewish pride to the Jews of Israel. That's the number one plank in his party platform. And that's one of the main reasons why we're supporting him. So that's what we're doing. We're continuing our battle. And by the way, as I said, week after week, thousands of people, thousands of Israeli Jews go to our videos. We have an advertising campaign, an active advertising campaign in Israel. Thousands of Israeli Jews go to our videos. Hundreds of thousands have seen the ads. Hundreds of thousands. Now, you know when you see an ad, how many people are going to click on the ad when they see it? Usually it's under 1%. A 1% return is considered to be a very strong return. We get roughly 2.5% or 3% return click on our ads. They see a number of ads on their page, and one of the ads is ours, and 2.5% or 3% actually click on our ads. That's considered to be a very strong showing. So the more we have, the more funds we have to advertise, the more people will see it. And again, hundreds of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of Israeli Jews, the ads are limited to Israel. Hundreds of thousands of Israeli Jews have seen these ads. These ads are in Hebrew, and hundreds of thousands have seen them. To date, it's well over 600,000 have seen them. Which also helps, because even if they don't click on the video, they're seeing. Every day, they go on their social network and they're seeing headlines. They're seeing headlines about Naftali Bennett and about Netanyahu and about the Israel and about, in other words, seeing the truth being exposed in headlines. They're seeing the headlines. Some people only read headlines. Some people don't read articles in newspapers and don't go to see these things in depth. They only look at the headlines, but if they're looking at the headlines, they're seeing a lot of Israeli Jews are seeing our headlines now because of our advertising campaign. And I think, and as I've explained in prior programs, I don't have time on this program to go into detail, but as I've explained in prior programs, I think it is having an effect. I think it's putting pressure on these political leaders. In this particular case, by the way, the parents complained, and we're exposing this, and they've already said, we're not going to send them to the mosque and force them to pray anymore. We're not going to force the kids to pray anymore. It was a mistake to force the kids to pray, to literally order them to get on their knees and start praying as Muslims in the mosque. That was a mistake. But we're going to continue to bring them to Arab villages and teach them how wonderful the Arabs are and how wonderful Islam is. Yeah, while mocking and ridiculing Judaism. They mock and ridicule the Torah and ridicule Judaism and ridicule the Bible, but they teach them how wonderful the Quran is and how wonderful Islam is. This is the self-hating scum that are put in charge of Israel while Netanyahu is prime minister and while Naftali Bennett is education minister and while Avigdor Lieberman is defense minister. And those are the leaders of the phony right in Israel, because the phony right in Israel is worse than the left, because they actually carry out the policies of the left even more successfully than the left is able to do when they're in power. The second subject we want to speak about involves Trump care. You know, I don't know if Trump is going to succeed in convincing cowardly Republicans in Congress to go along with his hideous health care plan, which is a socialist health care plan in every respect. It's expensive. It's full of bureaucracy. It's cumbersome. It's a plan that is socialistic in every respect. It's like handing out welfare checks to people. It literally is handing out welfare checks. It's giving people who don't pay taxes, which is about 50% of the American public, do not pay any income taxes, do not pay federal income tax. They are literally going to be sent checks. They're going to be sent checks from the federal government. It's like welfare payments that the taxpayers are going to have to pay for. That means the taxpayers have to pay for it. It means more government debt. And it's a new entitlement program. Once you have these entitlement programs in place, you can never get them, you can never stop them, because people then feel they're entitled. The word entitlement says it all. People feel they're entitled to it. And then there's a huge lobby to keep it. And you can't get rid of it once you have an entitlement program. So they want to replace Obamacare with Trump care. One socialist disaster. Obamacare is a socialist disaster. They want to replace that socialist disaster with Trump care, which is another socialist disaster. And again, many conservatives who have looked at Trump care, like Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, have said it's worse in most respects. It's worse even than Obamacare. It's just, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And people continue to support this. I know that the Trumpsters are going to continue to support him no matter what. As he continues to sink the country deeper and deeper, you're going to continue to support him. It's been 2 months now. He's been president for 2 months, believe it or not. A whole term is 48 months, is 4 years, 48 months. That means 1/24th of his administration is already over. Okay? 2 out of the 48 months in his administration are already over. And all we've had is chaos every day. He hasn't accomplished anything. And in the end, he's going to make all conservatives and all Republicans look like clowns. And we're never going to be able to get elected to anything. We're never going to be able to get elected to national office again, the way things are going. He's destroying everything. But you like this. You like what you see. You think that this is good. You think the past 2 months have been a good example. He's tweeting every day nonsensical things that are distractions, that don't actually accomplish anything. He's not focused on any of the serious issues. You know, a real president like Ronald Reagan, when Ronald Reagan came into office, he was focused on cutting taxes. And he did cut them drastically. He was focused on cutting the rate of spending. Now, there he didn't actually cut spending. He only cut the rate of increase in spending, which was unfortunate, but at least he cut the rate of increase. He was focused on that. He did get those things through, even though the House of Representatives then was controlled by the Democrats. He got Democrats to vote for his program. He got Republicans and Democrats to vote for it, and it passed. And income taxes were reduced by 25% across the board. 25% across the board cuts in income taxes. It was a tremendous tax cut that absolutely charged, really supercharged the economy, and we had massive growth and massive prosperity because of that. Because Reagan was focused on what he wanted to do. He was focused when he was dealing with the Soviet Union on what he wanted to accomplish. He was focused on a military buildup. He was focused and had policies that were coherent. And he had people that he put in office who adopted coherent policies. Now, again, he was not at all as conservative as we would have liked, and we were disappointed with what he did on illegal aliens and on a lot of things. A lot of his policies were not as good as we would have liked. But at least he ran a professional administration, knew how to be a leader, and knew how to be a communicator. Trump has none of those skills. Trump is just pure chaos. Pure chaos. And it's true that he has a lot of people who like the chaos that he's bringing to Washington. He has his supporters, but that's not enough to really change things. It's really turning into a bigger and bigger nightmare as we continue to see this thing unfold. Again, his premier proposals on health care and on most of the other subjects, his premier proposals are bad. He wants to spend $1 trillion on so-called infrastructure, federal government infrastructure. Taxpayers shouldn't have to fund that. That's a local issue. That's for the states and localities to do. The taxpayers should not have to pay. We can't afford to have $1 trillion added to the budget to have this government make work. This should be assigned to private companies and private corporations through competition in the free market. Not having $1 trillion spent by the taxpayers to have government make work. That's socialism as well. But his supporters don't care about that. His supporters don't care about that. They're happy with socialism. They're happy with anything he does, no matter what he does. What did he say? He could shoot people on Fifth Avenue and they'll still support him. And you Jews, again, a Jew who supports someone who is pressuring Israel not to allow Jews to live in the land of Israel, not to allow Jewish settlements, because that's Trump's policy. His policy is anti-Israel, as anti-Israel as Obama's was. He is openly, publicly, brutally pressuring Israel not to allow Jews to move into Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem, and there is no issue more important than that. And that position that he has taken is a catastrophe for Israel. The freeze in Jewish building is continuing. The freeze that we had from the Obama years is continuing. And that's because of Trump's pressure and because of Netanyahu's cowardice. Both of those reasons. But you Jews who support that, after hearing this, if you know what he's doing, and you understand the importance of this, and you continue to support him anyway, then you're traitors. Then you're traitors. And so, those are the issues that we're trying to cover. We're trying to bring people to truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. You need somebody to say what we're saying, especially to the people of Israel. Because in Israel, nobody tells it like we do. Nobody. We support Moshe Feiglin from the Zehut Party, but if he spoke the way I speak, I don't know, maybe they'd ban him. I don't know what they would do. I mean, I really give it to everybody on the videos that I do in Hebrew. I really give it to the leaders and really, tell it like it is. And I don't know if they would allow him to run and say those things. But the bottom line is, so we're supporting him independently. So he's not getting, he doesn't get in trouble when Chaim ben Pesach does a video attacking all of these corrupt Jewish leaders in Israel. He doesn't get in trouble when this happens, and we're helping him. He's getting the best of both worlds. We're attacking his enemies, promoting him, and he doesn't get the blame for it because we're really doing it independently. It's not him who's doing it. So we're trying to help him get the best of all worlds. But our message is so essential and is so true, and it's so important that Jews hear this message. And it does change people's minds when enough people hear it. We just got to have more people hearing it. There's no question that with our modest budget, we're doing quite a job in Israel in terms of reaching people. Can you imagine if we just had a few million bucks? Can you imagine what we could do? I've told you for years, if we just had a few million bucks, we would change Jewish history. We'd have a mass movement within a year. And it's all true. It's all true. But in the meantime, we got to work with what we've got. We've got to get everybody to give whatever they can give, because the more you help us, the more people we reach. And we're fighting a battle of life and death here to try to wake people up before it's too late. So let's work together. Let's work together as a team. And if we work together as a team, God willing, we can make change, and God willing, we can make this a better world. For next week for JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.